if it wasn't difficult, everybody would be doing it. And then it would be saturated and everybody would lose. But because it's so hard, it's so difficult, there's such a high barrier, your competition will always be so low. You'll always be so hard to replicate.
Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields.
Good morning. We've got John DeMoss here with us today. How are you?
You know, Puerto Rico sun is shining. Our birds are singing. Life is good.
It is nice to live in the tropics. We agree. We're waving to you from Costa Rica right now. So we're both in great parts of the world. And we're excited to have you here, John. Big fan of your work. I know your book has been called, the new book that's coming out, has been called almost the new edition of Think and Grow Rich, which obviously changed my life. And I love the simpleness of the title, The Common Path to Uncommon Success. You put a little simplicity right into the title. And today, as you know, we work with a lot of entrepreneur families. We would love for you just to explain, how did you come up with this common path? And how can people start to really follow you? And I know there's a 17-step process, but in our short time today, what was the ignition that helped you find it? And what can people start on?
Well, 10 years ago, I was struggling. Spent 8 years as an officer in the U.S. Army. I ended up trying law school after that, dropped out, corporate finance, commercial real estate. Like nothing was working for me in my mid to late 20s into my early 30s. And then I had this epiphany, and I won't get into too many details about what that exact epiphany was, but it was around the platform of podcasting. And I said, you know what? I'm going to create the first daily podcast interviewing the world's most successful entrepreneurs, because I know the quote from Jim Rohn, that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I know that quote is true. And I was not spending time with people that were bringing my average up. I wasn't spending time with bad people, just not like inspiring, motivating, amazing people that I wanted to. So I set off on a journey and I created Entrepreneurs on Fire, the first daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. Since then, over the past decade, I've interviewed over 3,000 of the world's most successful entrepreneurs. The podcast has amassed over 100 million listens to date, and it gets currently over 1.2 million listens every single month. And the podcast now has a massive reach. And more importantly, it gives massive value to the listeners through my guests, who are all experts in their field, sharing their successes and their failures and their tactics and strategies and all of that jazz. And I realized about a year ago that, you know, it was time. It was time for me not to take my genius, but to take the genius from the 3,000 successful entrepreneurs that I've interviewed and identify what was the roadmap that they've all taken to get to what their version of uncommon success was, because they were all living uncommon success. And I just found that it was a very common path. There was nothing hidden about it, nothing secret, nothing scary. It was just a common path. So I sat down, being the military guy that I am, I did what's called backwards planning, and I just started at uncommon success, and I worked backwards all the way to step one. And I looked down at a 17-step roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment. I decided it was time to sit my booty down, write that book. And I wrote for 2 hours a day for 8 months straight. And after 480 hours and 71,000 words, The Common Path to Uncommon Success was released to the world. And it's been a fantastic journey thus far. And I'm just really excited that people now, when they come to me and say, John, where do I start to find my path to freedom? I can literally just say, this is your book. This is your passport. This is the answer.
Yeah. Well, and go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you feel so, like so many other things, you can't always see it going forward. So you got to curate all of these amazing, successful people and then look in their rearview mirror. You really got to see, here's where it went, and to hear that path that you've now created. How do you feel these successful entrepreneur parents can start implementing in a way in which they're also guiding their children? Because so much of what we talk about is, how can we take these mega principles that we know and learn as entrepreneurs and then show them, guide them, instill them so we have it for legacy?
Yes, legacy is something that a lot of people do strive for. And one thing that I look at is, when I talk to parents, when I see parents, when I interact with parents, I say, listen, you're living it every single day. Like, you are seeing, you are hearing, you are smelling all the problems, all the struggles, all the challenges of being a parent. You're also obviously seeing all the miracles and all the amazingness and all of the greatness, but you're seeing both sides of the coin. And now what, when it comes to you, maybe starting your journey to get to what you consider your version of financial freedom, your version of fulfillment, your version of success, whatever that might look like for you, what's the first step? Well, the first step is number one, identifying your big idea. And your big idea, by the way, it's a solution to a problem that exists in the world. Again, going back to the parental thing is like, parents see the problems every day. They see the struggles. They see the obstacles. They see the challenges. Now they need to say, okay, within this big idea that I have of creating this solution, what exactly is something that's a void that's missing in the marketplace? Like for me with podcasting, I knew that if I just launched a podcast interviewing people, like that would have failed. But I identified a niche in the marketplace that wasn't being filled, a problem that wasn't being solved. And that was nobody was doing a 7-day-a-week podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. So I became the first solution to that problem. Therefore, I was the best solution to that problem. I was also the worst. I was the only. And so that's where most, I think, parents struggle with, also most entrepreneurs, is they come up with a great, fantastic, big idea. But guess what? Other people are out there crushing that big idea right now. So they enter this really competitive, crazy, scary marketplace where the competition is super high, and they lose and they fail, of course, because they have small to no budget, small to no experience, no traction, no momentum, no audience. But when you say, hey, I'm going to niche down, I'm going to identify one void in the marketplace that's not being solved and become the best solution to that, that's how you win. Because if you can just truly remember the understanding that the higher the barrier that you create with whatever solution that you are providing, the lower your competition. And that is such a key thing, because if you don't have a high barrier of entry, like a lot of people will tell, everybody will copy you. And a lot of people will tell me, John, but like, this is so hard. Like doing that will be so difficult. And I'm like, exactly why you need to do it. Because if it wasn't difficult, everybody would be doing it. And then it would be saturated and everybody would lose. But because it's so hard, it's so difficult, there's such a high barrier, your competition will always be so low because you'll always be so hard to replicate. But when you have a low barrier, you will be replicated if you have success. So even if the best case scenario happens and you find success, now you're just going to get copied and you're just going to get saturated out of the market and everybody's going to lose. So that's the main focal point that you need to be thinking about going forward.
Yeah. That's interesting. So would you say that's similar to like, make yourself irreplaceable, be so good that it's noticed when you're gone? Really? I mean, there's no option for anything else. You've just set it so high and you're.
And I wouldn't necessarily use the word make yourself irreplaceable, but I would say make your product or your service or your solution, however you want to look at that, like just not able to be copied, not able to be easily replicated. So become unreplicatable. Like that would be the phrase I would say, is you just can't be easily replicated. So whatever it is that you're doing, because that's the beautiful thing, is like most products, most services, and most solutions that you're creating, you can potentially at some point down the road be replaced. And that can be a great thing, because now you can kind of step back and focus on other things or do this or do that. But what it is that you're offering to the world, the best solution to a real problem, is incredibly difficult to be replicated. Then you win.
Yeah, I love that. And like you had said, I think one of the most important things you said, John, was I was in the military. I got out. I tried finance, corporate finance. I tried commercial and real estate.
Law school.
And I think that's where people forget. It's not, oh, I hit it on the first time. At least I've met very few, and I would be not surprised if most of the 3,000, they probably didn't hit it on the first time. And that's something that people have to realize, I believe.
Listen, it comes with the journey. I mean, it's all about trying, failing, learning, coming back, pivoting, adjusting, having a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more experience, a little bit more know-how, a little bit thicker skin, a little bit more education, trying it again, and then keep on iterating. And it's a part of everybody's process, everybody's journey. The first 2000 episodes of Entrepreneurs on Fire, my question was, what was your worst entrepreneurial moment? Tell me that story. And like those stories came from every single one of my guests. not one of them did not have a story around a terrible failure, struggle, obstacle, or challenge.
I would doubt it. That should bring comfort, especially to our people out there, because they feel, I shouldn't be struggling this bad. I shouldn't be having this unknown. I shouldn't have to be switching to something that didn't work. And I say, that's part of the journey. Yeah. That's what everyone has. And like you said, what is the story that everyone has? If you want to look at the people like you have, like Napoleon Hill did, every single one of them had that struggle. So I think just for our people out there today, just realizing that, I think can help bring them through the next leg of the journey.
Well, even go back to the reality. Go back to the reality that if it wasn't hard, if you weren't struggling, if you weren't really having to just essentially kill yourself to get to this level, then it wouldn't be worth it anyways, because it would just, again, easily replicated by other people. Like anytime anything's easy, it's worthless. Like rained gold coins every single day, gold would be worthless because you would just bend over, pick it up, and who's going to take your gold? They're going to pay you to get rid of their gold. That would be just the new world, the new reality that we would live in. It's because gold is scarce, because it's hard to come by, because you can't replicate it, because again, it's unreplicatable. Like you need to think about that when you're so much in the trenches. That's where the beauty is, because everybody around you, all your competition is quitting. They're giving up. They're never even trying in the first place because it's just too hard. Like that's why you haven't seen a real competitor to Amazon. They have such a head start that any potential competition just knows that they're going to get squashed by Amazon for even trying. And like good or bad, that's just the reality.
I definitely am going to recommend, I know we've recommended, I love Napoleon Hill. I think updates are good. And the fact that you went through 3,000 people the same way he did, and then you updated through today's eyes 17 steps. I mean, it is. It's a roadmap. It's a blueprint. And we'll recommend that every one of our 18 Summers Tribe reads it.
Thank you.
We always end with a finale question, which I'm definitely interested with your knowledge and experience, especially in the financial, because financial intelligence is one of the three key pillars that we want families to teach their children. So I think this is important, and it could be from any realm. But Jamie and I created something called the 75-year-old self, because there's always John of 21. What would you have told John of 21? And that's a great question, but we've all done it. We went a little deeper pre-pandemic and said, okay, I need a little more wisdom than that. So what do you think the 75-year-old John would tell the John of today or people today? Kind of takes it to another level. The answers have been profound. So we try to always end with this question.
To live the Earl Nightingale quote, which is success and happiness is the gradual realization and the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. That is so key because like there's so much to unpack within those words. And I would just want to make sure as my 75-year-old self, that for the next 35 years of my life, that I was living that truth, that I wasn't just eyes on the finish line, eyes on the prize, and that was it, because that's not it. What is it is the progressive realization of that worthy ideal, not the realization of that goal or ideal, but the progressive journey getting there. That's what it is. We are what we do every single day. And like, that's the thing that has really made me set up my little own version of paradise down here in Puerto Rico and live that every single day. And the 75-year-old is going to tell me, like, that's what you want to keep doing for the next 35 years, because that's the winning strategy.
Love it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing with us in our tribe today. Where can we learn more about you?
So my podcast is Entrepreneurs on Fire, over 3,000 episodes. So make sure you get listening. EOFire.com is my website where there's a ton of free courses for entrepreneurs, from podcasting to funnels to coming up with your big idea. Of course, my book, The Common Path to Uncommon Success, is available at all major bookstores. And I enjoyed hanging out with you guys today.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate your wisdom and for sharing with us.
Adios.
Enjoy. Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review and help other families just like you.